Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the 17th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we have Sister Honora Werner. Sister Honora is a member of the Caldwell Dominicans and is semi-retired, but still preaches occasionally at retreat houses and local parishes. Her preaching today is entitled Calendar Power.
From the Book of Leviticus. The Lord said to Moses on Mount Sinai, 7 weeks of years shall you count, 7 times 7 years, so that the 7 cycles amount to 49 years. And then on the 10th day of the 7 months, let the trumpet resound. On this, the Day of Atonement, the trumpet blast shall re-echo throughout your land. This 50th year you shall make sacred by proclaiming liberty in the land for all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you when every one of you shall return to his own property, every one to his own family estate. In this 50th year, your year of jubilee, you shall not sow nor shall you reap the aftergrowth or pick the grapes from untrimmed vines. Since this is the jubilee which shall be sacred for you, you may not eat of its produce except as taken directly from the field. And an excerpt from Matthew. Although Herod wanted to kill John the Baptist, he feared the people, for they regarded him as a prophet. But at a birthday celebration for Herod, the daughter of Herodias performed a dance before the guests and delighted Herod so much that he swore to give her whatever she might ask for. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was distressed, but because of his oaths and the guests who were present, he ordered that it be given, and he had John beheaded in the prison. Sometimes I feel I am being controlled by my calendar. Appointments, deadlines, birthdays, all find their way into my calendar and my life, mostly on time. Well, perhaps God is a calendar person too. At least God thought Moses and the Israelites were calendar people. Listen to how God tells Moses to arrange a liturgical celebrations. The calendar would jog people's memories about their duties to worship the God who had brought them out of Egypt. It would also ensure that they remembered to celebrate the gifts God had given and recognize the dignity of the neighbor to whom they were selling property. We Catholics have a detailed liturgical calendar. And as Dominicans, we even superimpose another calendar on the Roman one. We want to ensure we remember the saints of the order and the people we have promised to remember in prayer. So we too are calendar people. Herod celebrated his birthday, and his gifts had surely put that date on their calendars. Unfortunately, he let more than his calendar rule his life. His fear of the opinions of the people, his wild promise to the dancing girl, his fear of the opinions of his guests, all combined to cloud his conscience and led to the death of John the Baptist. Although calendar control is not the best way to organize our lives, worry about what others will think of us, or rash outbursts of unbridled speech, can be even worse. So today, let's let the rhythm of our daily prayer and observances of feast days bridle our energies so they can be used to remember our true selves and the God who has saved us.